Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides. I'm here with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we're so glad to have you here today. Do you know one of those people who just happens to know everyone, the greatest networker you've ever met? Cindy, do you know anybody like that?
Yes. In fact, I hired her.
We're really fortunate today that one of those ladies is going to be on our show, Alicia Mejia. Every time I talk to her, anyone I mention, she knows them. Anybody you've ever brought up to her that she didn't know?
Well, I'm not so sure because, you know, it's a big world. I know she knows most everybody in the U.S.
Yeah, maybe she's not quite international yet, but everyone else that I've ever talked to her about, she seems to know, has been connected to. If most people have 6 degrees of separation, maybe she has 2.
Exactly. Yeah, she's quite a character, that woman.
She's quite a networker. Everyone knows her. Everyone loves her. Really excited to have her on today. How's your week been, Cindy?
Well, it's been a fabulous week. Of course, here in California, the weather is pristine. I couldn't be happier with, you know, how
we
wonderful.
Say that every week.
Yes, it's fantastic. And I feel so sad for some of the folks in the rest of the world that are having struggles with their weather. But for us here, it's been like perfect weather.
Cool. I've had a really great week, met some really special people this week, including a couple representatives from Rodan and Fields, including Allison Dennis, who is one of the executives there. Really interesting time with them. Learned a lot about their business and also just how much fun people are having in working in their own businesses and making changes in people's lives.
Well, you know what? That is really the secret, in my opinion, that if you are doing work that you truly love, it isn't work at all, right?
Isn't that the truth? I feel this very same way.
Yes. And I'm so very, very fortunate to be doing work that I love.
Yeah, and I know a lot of the listeners feel the same way. They love what they're doing, and every day they get up, they feel energized, recharged. They feel like they're just ready to go, and it's a wonderful way to be living.
Now, who was that said, if you love what you do, you'll never work one day in your life?
You know what? I've heard it so many different places. I can't tell you who came up with it first, but I'm in total agreement with it.
Well, we'll maybe bring that back next show because it's really an important one. We all need to figure out if you're not already doing the work you love, you need to take a look at what you can be doing so that you can have a fulfilled life in the work so that it isn't really work at all.
I would agree. And that's going to lead us right into a very special segment, the Word of the Week.
Time for the Word of the Week.
Clarity. The definition for that word is clearness or lucidity as to perception or understanding the state of being clear. That's one of my faves. How about you, Thomas?
Yeah, I would have to agree with that completely. It's so important, whether it's the message you're delivering to your audience, to your clients, or whether it's just having clarity or lucidity about what you want to do in your own life. Super important. Glad we're working on that today.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that drives me absolutely crazy
is
when people tap dance around what they're trying to say. Now, I will admit, I have been accused of being very direct, but how else can you be when you want to communicate what's going on? Can you answer that for me?
I can't imagine anyone saying that you're tiptoeing around anything, but I guess anything's possible.
Well, I'm not a good tiptoeer because I like to put it out on the table and talk about it and move on. But, you know, I've learned that most people are not like that. And it's really odd to me that people don't really say what they mean.
Well, we're glad that you're here to do just that. And I would love to move into a little bit of coaching from you. Cindy, you're an amazing business coach. You're the business performance specialist. Tell us what you've got for us today.
Thank you, Thomas. I really want to challenge people out there listening to us today that what you may want to do when you are communicating to anyone about anything is to be clear, have clarity, so that when you are sharing what's on your mind, people can really get it. Because if you're like most people, miscommunications happen all the time because we're coming from a position of inside our own heads about what we're thinking about what we're saying. So if we're not saying what we mean and the other person is perceiving what you think you're saying, then guess what? You're going to have some real issues with trying to figure out where to go forward from there. And sometimes folks don't go forward, do they?
Well, Marshall Thurber, an incredible teacher, educator, and huge influencer of so many people over the last 30 or 40 years, he has a saying, which is communication is the response you get. So when you communicate to someone, the way that they respond to you says more about the way you communicated with them than really how they're feeling or what you're or what they're perceiving.
That's really deep. I'm going to have to think about that for a minute.
Yeah. He's a deep guy. He's incredible.
Yes. I love that because we just cannot do anything without communicating. And I know you're a speech coach, not only with how to deliver, but you know, the words and things like that, but also in the total delivery of the speech. And it is just critical in every part of our lives, whether it's our business or our personal lives, that if we're not speaking at the top of our game and not conveying our message as clearly and as with the clarity that we possibly can, how on earth can anybody really get you or get what you're trying to say?
Well, luckily, only 15% or so of communication is really the content. And about 85% of it is really the context, really how it's communicated, whether it's with love, whether it's with passion about what you're doing or excitement or joy. When those things are the things that really translate, that really shine through. And I think a lot of people forget that sometimes. But that 15%, that can really be a make or break scenario as well.
Well, I think that's what's going on with social media today, because all they have are the words on the page. They can't get any voice inflection. They can't get any emotional quality unless there's a little happy face or another.
Thank God for emojis, yeah.
Another weird emoji that they put on there. Hand signals from those little guys, whatever.
Yeah.
But, so it's that 85% that's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, it's... The nice thing is that everyone can work on that. They can work on both, and they can come up with some really incredible ways of explaining themselves and letting people know how they feel, what they do, so they can kind of connect with their tribe, connect with the people out there that are in agreement with them and have the same feelings and caring that they do.
Exactly. And then there's reading between the words and reading between the lines. So if you don't get in trouble with not saying what you mean, then all that invisible stuff's going to get you.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Well, there's a lot of body language things going on.
Yes. Well, I got some body language driving in here today.
That happens sometimes on the freeway, you know?
I know. I think they think that my little Prius should go faster than it does. But I mean, you know, those little cars will only go as fast as that half engine will allow it or whatever. Those economic, what are they called? Economy cars.
You're going to have to throw some kind of little turbo thing on there probably.
I know. Or stick my foot out the door and help it along, because this big bad truck was really on me with their horn and some hand gestures.
Sounds like an episode of the Flintstones. Well, one thing I was thinking about, you know, we're talking about how important it is to get your words correct, words right. Our next guest, Alicia Mejia, is from Copy Clarity. She's incredible at this very work. Not only has she done this for so many people and had an opportunity to really bring forth people's messages, she has an amazing way of communicating with her clients so that it doesn't take very long. She seems to get to the heart of it within a couple of minutes, which is incredible. I know there's other people who've done the same work like her. It takes them forever. Have you experienced that as well?
I have, and I love her. Alicia is a word angel.
She is. Now, you know, I have heard you call her word ninja, which I thought was pretty funny.
Well, don't tell her I said that, because, you know, she really doesn't like it. So,
well, she does listen to the show, so she probably has heard that already.
Uh-oh, word's out.
Yeah, we'll try to keep that under wraps. Yeah, really excited to have her here today. She's got an amazing affiliation, like I said, she's a great networker. She seems to know someone famous from every single particular, every part, every genre that there is within business. She knows someone who's really high up the food chain. Talk to me about what we're going to hear from her today.
Well, you know what I really enjoyed about her when we met to talk about the show was the fact that she takes exactly what you want to say, adds a couple of words, rearranges it, and then it's like magic. That's where I got word angel for her, because she just pulled it out of the ether and created this fantastic group of words that made perfect clarity and the perfect name of her business.
I was laughing because you said she pulls it out of the ether, and so it's from the ether to the Ethernet. You know, she's building these websites, content, making people's websites come alive. It's not just flat words on a page, you know, that's kind of generic and boring.
Something that really, exactly.
That's something that really tells the story of the website and of the company.
So it's Ether Angel to the Ethernet.
Yeah, from the ether to the Ethernet. It's pretty good stuff. We love that.
Ether Word Angel, don't you think?
We can definitely do that. Cindy, we're going to head out to a short break in just a few minutes. But when we come back, we've got Alicia Mejia from Copy Clarity. In the meantime, if you want to check out imaginemoresuccess.com, check it out. We'll be back in just a couple moments.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks.
Hey, Thomas.
Great to have you here, Cindy.
You too.
During the break, I was thinking about our first segment. We were highlighting clarity. You know, one of those people who just absolutely says exactly what they mean every single time.
You're talking to her.
That's why I had to ask you that.
I get into a lot of trouble because I'm so direct, and I think it takes people back. They're not used to it or something.
There's an old speaker saying that says, what's loose is lost. So if the content is loose, if you're not making sense, it's totally lost on the audience. Luckily, you don't have that issue.
No. And you know, one of the other things that drives me crazy is when somebody just starts talking to you and expects you to know the backstory of where they're jumping in. And I'm like, wait a minute, what the heck are you talking about?
You know, sometimes I actually really like that. I can appreciate, it's almost like a sitcom. You know, they just throw you into a story. Before you know it, you're halfway down the road.
Well, I'm going to think of that every time it happens. Instead of being irritated, I'm going to start doing some of the audience laughter to them.
If you give them a nice laughter track, they'll be really happy with that.
Yes. I just can't wait to get Alicia on our interview today because she has so many words of wisdom and gifts to share. The one thing that makes me kind of crazy is talking about myself or writing about myself. So I just really can't wait to hear what she has to share with you listeners and with us today so that we can maybe do a better job of being filled with clarity with our words.
There's a really interesting idea about perspective. So many people that are just on a day-to-day grind, they're at a 2-foot perspective. Maybe they're 2 feet away from everything that they're doing. There's other people, really big idea people. They're up at the 30,000 feet. They're like cruising over, looking at the entire landscape. And to kind of bring those two together so that you can communicate to both of them, it's a real challenge. It's a real skill. It's not something everyone just does naturally.
And that's why I say hire it done, because then you have it done well and you have it done right.
Yeah, and you don't spend a lot of time kind of spinning your wheels trying to become an expert on every single thing in anything that it is that you're doing.
Well, and you know, as business owners, we really have to have clarity, especially on our websites, because when folks take a look at you and make a decision whether or not they want to bring you on board to work with them in their company, if you don't have the right words explaining exactly who you are and exactly how you work, then you may not get that business that you could have had you had someone help you really define what it is that you need people to know about you.
So very true.
Yeah.
Right now we're going to Alicia Mejia with Copy Clarity. She's going to tell you some really incredible insights on connecting your message to your clients and to your audience.
Welcome. So glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you. And thank you for the fantastic introduction. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Glad you could make it.
Yeah, this is a wonderful experience. Thank you. So I would like to talk to you today about clarity and receiving clarity in your copy and the importance of it.
Yes.
Have you ever wanted to work with someone and pulled up their website or any of their marketing materials and looked at it and been more confused than when you started?
Many times that I'd like to admit it's out there.
It's definitely out there. And I am a firm believer that your copy and all of your printed materials should be a fantastic representation and an extension, really, of who you are. Were you there to represent yourself in person? So that's a lot of the magic behind what I do, is helping my clients receive clarity so that who they are is reflected as consistently on paper as if they were in the room themselves.
And you know, the hardest thing for any business owner, or really anybody to do, is to write about themselves.
It's so challenging.
Well, we can't wait to hear your story that you're going to share with us today.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I have a client who is one of my favorites. Her name is Courtney, and she's actually, interestingly enough, in the fitness industry.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so she's fantastic. Just a wonderful wealth of resources and knowledge. And she herself is continually expanding and changing her business. So she started out as a fitness business initially. She then expanded to become holistically minded. So now she is not just the outward appearance. She's also stressing, you know, getting your mind right and getting an alignment.
Very important today.
Oh, it's so important, right? You can fix the outside, but if we don't fix what the origin of whatever it is that's preventing us from reaching optimum health, we still have a problem.
Well, so tell the pharmaceutical companies that, please.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Courtney has her way. She'll put the pharmaceutical businesses out of business. So at any rate, so a lot of the work that we did with Courtney was to revisit where she was at her business now. Her copy was fantastic, but it didn't and wasn't an accurate reflection of who she is as a business owner now. And I think that we've all been in that place where we feel as though if we could just eliminate or downplay the what we call like the quote unquote, I'm doing the air bunnies now. Mm-hmm. If we could downplay the selling, it would be so much easier for us to attract the right client and get back to doing what we do best. Like, she's not in the business of sales. She's in the business of helping people, you know, align their body, mind, and spirit so that they are at their optimum health and so that they in turn can do the best at what it was that they were put on this earth to do as well. So a lot of the work that we did with her revolved around clarity initially, getting very clear on who she is, who she serves, and more importantly, what the outcomes for those people are.
And tell me a little bit about the outcomes that her clients received once she worked with you.
Yeah, the three T's.
The three T's.
You have some great tools for you today.
Right. Yeah. We're alliterating all over the place. So the three T's. Well, one of the biggest, I think, aha moments we had with Courtney was talking about the lasting results that her clients had because she started and worked with people from the inside out. And that was one of the things that we really needed to be able to effectively communicate, because that, in addition to being a fantastic benefit for her customers and clients, was also part of her USP, her unique selling proposition, if you will. It's something that set her apart from her competition. So to be able to articulate that and communicate that in a way that her target market would understand, it makes life easier for everyone involved because people come to you excited and fired up and ready to go.
Exactly. And when you read people's copy and try to figure out if it's someone you want to work with, you really can't tell sometimes. So that's fantastic.
You're right. And if you can't tell, you'll be ambivalent about the sales process as well. And I feel like it expands the distance to the finish line, which for people who are in need of health change.
Oh boy.
We just don't have all the time in the world anymore. There's a sense of urgency in more ways than one.
Exactly. The world is a new world today.
Yes. It's a beautiful place.
And I saw also that you have some really unique copy for your business, Copy Clarity, and you've summed up your business experience with the letter CPR, how you breathe life into the business. I'd love to hear more about that.
That is fantastic. Yeah, I love that analogy. Someone quite brilliant came up with it. I wish you could remember who it was.
Really?
Cindy, elbows,
was that you? Yeah, elbows Cindy conspiratorially. Yes.
Love it.
Fantastic. So CPR does. It stands for clear. The C obviously stands for clarity. The P stands for purpose. And then the R's and people. Once you get clarity. The purpose of people, right? Then you're clear on that, you attract more of the right people. And that the R is for the ripple effect. Because
love that.
Right? Once you get clear on your message, and then when you get invited to these different opportunities and you go on a podcast and you go on the news in the morning or anything like that, you're so much more confident in your message because everything is in alignment.
And that's the way it should be.
Yes, absolutely.
And so thank goodness for you. You can help people do that.
Yes. It's one of my favorite things. I love the aha moment when people go, oh, it's
saw
not
it today.
That hard. Yeah. Right? It's a two-way street, apparently. Yeah, absolutely. But no, that's a great point too. Like there's this beautiful reciprocity of energy, I think.
Yes.
Right? Because if I'm living in my purpose and my purpose is words.
Synergy.
Exactly. And you're gonna truly help the life of that person, and we're all elevating each other's goodness.
Beautiful.
It's just so good. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit, when you're going through the clarity process, what does that look like? What does it look like when you find a client and they're really unsure of what they want to say and what their message is? What happens to them once they kind of find that clarity?
That is a fantastic question. So the process looks like this. I ask people to put themselves in a very comfortable place. So free themselves from any distractions, because a lot of times distractions, if you will, air bunnies again, distractions will come up as a form of resistance. So, oh, the phone rang, I have to go get this. No, you don't. You just don't want to deal with the questions that I'm asking you.
Exactly.
Right? So we try to clear that space right away and put them in a good place. And then from there, it's a lot of discovery. I do, of course, my research, and people will, I don't like to say tell on themselves, but they'll tell on themselves. They'll know what has been uncomfortable for them for a long time, and that is a good thing. I just say that pain is not always a bad thing, and if it's painful for you, then let's just look at that and unfold it in a guilt-free, judgment-free zone, and let's just fix it.
Yes.
Let's fix it. Because I think as well that some of those personal stories of, you know, I wasn't perfect, and Courtney's a perfect example of that as well. Like, she has suffered from an eating disorder. Would you rather learn from a personal trainer that knows what it's like to have food issues? Or would you rather learn from a personal trainer that already looks like the front of a magazine cover? And don't get me wrong, she does. She's stunning. And she has that vulnerability, but with that, the lessons that came with it. Yeah, I think that resonates with people.
And all that experience. I mean, that's really the game changer for everyone who helps other people, is you've got the experience to draw from, and you've got the tools, and that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So, kind of giving you a shortcut on a long journey. That's really what it's all about, right?
I was thinking the same thing.
Actually, that's
is this being recorded?
Actually, Craig Valentine is the one that says that all the time. I have to give him credit.
Oh, that's amazing. Awesome.
Well, we can find amazing a new way
speech,
to say that.
Yes, amazing speaker. Yeah.
So in summary, the importance of arriving at copy that will attract more of the client that you want and will automatically self-exclude those that you don't want is CPR. So C stands for clarity, P stands for purpose, which attracts your people, and then the R is for the ripple effect, and that's that sense of confidence that will overflow. It's just as much the absence of fear as it is the presence of confidence.
I want you to hold that thought, Alicia. We're going to go into a little short break. If you want to join us on imaginemoresuccess.com, please be our guest there. We're going to be right back with Alicia Mejia from Copy Clarity, some more really wonderful insights and powerful stories.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's I-C-O-N quality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated? And with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish. When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive.
to receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides, with Cindy Hendricks. And we're so happy to have Alicia Mejia here. We're ready to get right back into it. Alicia.
Now we want to hear a little bit about people and purpose. Or is it purpose and people? Which one is it?
What comes first? The purpose of the people.
Is it chicken and the egg?
Yeah, it's a rather existential question to lead off with.
Sorry.
Funny. I think that your purpose comes first, actually. Like, once you get clear, it's like, sort of like a, if you build it, they will come. Once you get clear on who you are, it's almost like a sound wave that gets put off into the universe.
The ether.
Yeah, into the ether, if you will. And I think you have to be clear on that and hold that note long enough for, one, people to realize who you are, two, realize that they need you, and then three, be able to find you once they realize that they, in fact, need you. So,
do you find that when you work with people that they are very aware of their purpose, but maybe not so aware of who they should be attracting, or maybe they know who they'd like to attract, but not completely clear on their purpose?
I think that they are acutely aware of the good that they want to do in the world and how they think that they can help people. I think where the disconnect often lies is in their being clear on exactly how to say that, for one, and two, who they think they can help is not always their target market. So some of that ends up being a bit of a surprise, like a lot of aha moments. Like, and it's not necessarily that they were wrong. It's just that it could be that their sphere of influence might be bigger, or it might be a completely different set of people that really, really needs them when they were so intensely focused, like they lost sight of their potential wider reach.
And they can't see the forest for the trees, don't you think?
Exactly.
And then when they can, it's really difficult, I believe, for people to step into the fullness of who they are.
True.
The fear factor.
Yes, absolutely. It can get
a
little...
What will happen if they do find me?
Exactly. Like, what? I could be that great and make that big of an impact? So there's almost... Yeah, it's true. You need to almost allow for that to fully settle, when that little freak out stage to happen, might be a day, might be a couple weeks before they let that settle and actually step into their potential greatness.
Yes.
So that's a pretty exciting thing to watch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So CPR.
CPR, yes. So the C, of course, was for clarity, copy clarity. It's getting very clear on your message. The P, of course, is for the purpose. And when you're clear on your purpose, and again, it will resonate and your people will be able to find you. And then the R, which I find very exciting because not a lot of people get there immediately. The R is that ripple effect that people don't necessarily take into account. And that's almost like, you know, when you take your dog to get a haircut and then the dog walks around like he's prancing around the house like he's nobody's business. That's kind of the effect.
And just see that happening now.
Yeah, that's the effect that you get when your copy is right. You're like, wow, I can do this. I can walk out of the house and I can strut down the street and I can do all this sort of thing. It resonates with people from the inside out.
People can find you.
Yes, and they know what you do and they're excited to work with you.
What do you find happens when you find yourself working with clients who are really excited about what you're doing rather than clients that are maybe not quite sure what you do, who you are? What seems to be the difference for people when they finally find that right clientele that is excited to work with them? What happens?
When they finally find the clientele that is excited to work with them, it's like you found your long lost best friend in a way. So they're all like, oh my God, I've been looking for you forever, because you both are clear on the expectations. Like, what's the worst thing you could do? You get a client that thinks that you're going to do all these things for you. You're both setting yourself up for failure. When you come to the table with a mutual understanding and clarity on what it is that's being offered, as well as what's going to be received, it makes that exchange of money and so forth so much easier and just a win-win for everyone involved.
And that's what being an entrepreneur or a business owner is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Everybody wins.
Absolutely. And it takes the fear out of selling. You're no longer selling. You're just informing people about the awesome benefits of working with
you. You're inviting, really. You're not really selling. Yeah. Selling becomes imitation, and the people who want to show up, show
up. Yes. And perfect, which leads us right to, how can people work with you? Oh. Do you have a special offer today that you might want to share?
The special offer?
Might I? Yes, the special offer. Yes, I absolutely do have a special offer. Actually, I have a couple for you. I have what I like to call my copy scorecard, which means I have a downloadable. If you go to my website, copyclarity.com, you will find that there is a downloadable PDF where you can essentially rate the health of your copy across the board.
I love that.
Oh, my God, that sounds incredible.
It's so exciting.
Okay. Way to see it.
Yeah, and we're talking anything from your Instagram clip to your Twitter handle to the podcast lead-ins, anything that you have that represents yourself in words, we have an assessment for that. So that is really fantastic, and it's a judgment-free zone, so don't even worry about it.
What a fantastic tool.
And
love that.
It's exciting. And then my offer for our wonderful and fantastic Shiny listeners is that I will do a consultation with you on the phone. So again, if you go to copyclarity.com, I will be happy to. Usually I do 15-minute complimentary consultations. I will do 30 for our wonderful listeners.
Wow.
Oh,
yes,
sweet.
And that means that I will go through and I will take a look at what you have, and then we will compare notes.
I want that.
You are already in line, my dear.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Thank you.
So copyclarity.com, that's C-L-A-I-R-T-Y.
It is copyclarity.com.
Yes.
I was the seventh grade spelling bee champion.
Oh, well, great. Let's hope that the listeners can find you.
Which just adds to my credibility, I think.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Copy Clarity.
Yes, copyclarity.com. Yes, fantastic.
Thank you so much for that offer. It's really generous. There's so much work that can be done in just 30 minutes when you have someone who really knows what they're doing to take a look at your work, take a look at what you've written on your website or on any of your social media platforms. The value in that's tremendous, and we really appreciate you offering that to everyone who's listening today. Thank you so much.
And what a great free gift. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah.
So is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners about what you do or who you are or what you want them to know today?
Apart from the fact that I have an obscene number of Words with Friends games open right now on my phone, you can you can find me on all things social under the handle of Romance CEO. So if you would like to follow me on Instagram, I love Instagram. I have a personal passion project that I'm working on right now called the Worldwide Love Story, because my passion is to help other entrepreneurs get clear on what they do so that they can get busy making the world a better place with their thing, if you will.
What they love.
Exactly. My thing is to raise the vibration of love on the planet. So I have a project called the Worldwide Love Story. And you're welcome to check me out at worldwidelovestory.com.
That's fantastic.
Thank
Very
you.
Beautiful.
Well, what I'd like to do to end our show today with Alicia is to let you know a little bit more about her with her actual bio. So, the romantic visionary, lead inspirationist, and TEDx speaker, Alicia Mejia, believes in love for a living. I love that.
Thank you.
When not putting love on the map with her project, The Worldwide Love Story, Alicia spends her days at local indie coffee shops writing magnetic copy for purpose-driven entrepreneurs and tribes who love them but don't know how yet. And that sounds like some of our listeners. And me.
And me.
And Thomas. Well, I didn't want to point the finger.
That's okay.
Circle of love, friends. Circle of love.
If you need her, she'll be in her bubble of eternal optimism, dusting off from her first trip to Burning Man. If you need her immediately, book a call with her at Copy Clarity, that's CLARITY.com, or DM on her social, where she can be found everywhere as Romance CEO. Yes, even on Words with Friends.
That's right.
And tell us what DM on social media is so that our listeners can jump on that too.
Oh, it means direct message. I felt a little weird just handing out my phone number, so it's a little bit more, you know, cool to just...
direct message.
All the cool kids
safer.
Are doing it, yeah.
I want to try that. I love it.
Absolutely.
So if we have a couple of minutes, we'd love to hear just one little snippet about Burning Man, because it's one of those topics everyone loves, and everyone wants to go, and a lot of people are really busy, can't get a chance.
It was, yeah, getting to go was an absolute gift and a lesson in gorgeous serendipity. What does Ferris Bueller say in that movie? If you have the means, I highly recommend. recommended. It's so choice. But yeah, no, it was the most beautiful experience of a lifetime. And the art and the music and the openness of the people and the things that I saw in nature and just people coming together in a completely different setting was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life.
Wow, what a testimonial. So be there if you want one of those experiences. It sounds like yes. Alicia is giving you a tip on some place to be.
Burning Man 2018, yeah, apparently.
We're
okay.
Coming for you. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Exactly. Well, I'm so excited to share with you that we have our advertisers coming up on our next set, and then don't miss our fourth segment, which you're going to love, and you're going to have some more giveaways, so be sure to be there. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
And Alicia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having
me, girl.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. Great yeah. job today. Thank you.
Rocking.
That was a fantastic interview with Alicia Mejia. Just loved having her here. Cindy, what did you think?
Love her.
That's the best recommendation anybody can have.
Yes, and I can't wait for her to hear the quote that you're going to read that I handpicked for her.
Yeah, in our next segment, we've got some really wonderful quotes. Be great to see if they also resonate with you when you hear them. They might really have some really important message for you. We're going to be back in the next segment to go through some great quotes. We'll see you in just a couple minutes.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. We're so glad you could join us again. In this segment, we want to get right into something really powerful, some really powerful quotes, words of wisdom from people who are able to move you and who are able to inspire you. I want to start first with a quote. Your words will always elicit a reaction, whether you can see that reaction or not. Choose your words mindfully. Cindy, any idea who said that?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, that's a quote from my new Insights from an Intuitive book.
Of course, it is. I'm so glad I got to share that today, because that the first time I read that, that just stopped me in my tracks.
Well, you know, I don't think people estimate the bigness of the words they use every day and the impact that they have on people. You know, we all go through our lives every day and just think that we're not as important as we truly are. And when you have a conversation with someone, those words are highly impactful. So I really want all our listeners out there to listen to the words they're using when they're communicating with anyone. And that, what were we talking about? 85, 90% of all of our communication is other than the words. When you're speaking without being in person, it's even more important that your words are right on target.
I would agree with that. And one of the four agreements, classic four agreements, is don't take things personally. But often people take things very personally. And I love the way that you said, choose your words mindfully, not carefully, like you're tiptoeing around, but really be mindful of what you're saying so that you're communicating in a way that's typically gentle, typically encouraging, a way that's positive for the people that you're talking to. For anyone you're speaking to, you always want to be uplifting, moving, and creating something really beautiful.
Yes, and you can find more information at our website, Imagine More Success. Lots of words there.
Yeah, lots of great information. There's a lot of learning there. It's a really safe place for people to come, improve their skills for their lives, and more importantly, their life skills that they're going to translate into their businesses.
And absolutely. So the next quote I can't wait to read is from Mark Twain. And it's the difference between the right word and the almost right word is the difference between lightning and lightning bug.
I can't think of a better example than that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Lightning bugs can be so nice and lightning can be so scary.
Exactly. So I really think that Alicia is an amazing woman who has this energy that is incredible. And I really think she does pull some of these words from other places. She seems like she's a very old soul.
Very much from the heart. I would definitely agree with that.
Well, and you know, part of the reason why we both wanted to do this podcast is so that we can share business tips and information to people so that they can enrich their lives and they can enrich their businesses. And I love it when we can have a guest on the show like Alicia that can do both.
We're very fortunate to have some really amazing guests lined up who bring tremendous value, and they really have the kind of moving forward techniques, tactics, and tools to help any listener that listens.
Exactly. And if you're a person out there who would like to have more information, knowledge, tips, and interesting people to hear from, then this is the place to get all that and so much more.
And I'd like to mention also, if you go to businessperformancespecialist.com, you have access to 26 of Cindy's business tips. These are powerful, incredible tips, which include audio files explaining some really important business ideas and tools that you can utilize very specifically. Nothing's nebulous. Everything is very, very succinct.
Well, and you're only saying that, Thomas, because you love the first part about productivity, right?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. Certainly needed those.
Okay. So we have meditations for you as well. Thomas, do you want to share the link for that?
Yeah, if you go to YouTube, you can find us at Meditate Me Now, where you'll find some very short meditations for when you just have a few minutes and you really want to kind of quiet your brain, get rid of some of the excess emotion of the day, focus, increase your energy, and move forward. It's a great place to start.
And you know, Thomas, I wrote those meditations with someone with an active mind as I was writing them, because I tried to meditate for years and there's no way I could clear this brain of mine. There was just no possible way. It just wouldn't quiet down. So with that in mind, I wrote meditations that gave a busy brain something to do. You have to have a task to quiet a busy mind. And that is exactly what the purpose of those are.
And I always thought that meditation took hours, that you had to work on it for years and you had to be in a perfect position, a quiet place. And then I studied meditation with a guy named Christopher Marquez, who lives in Las Vegas. He had me out on one of the busiest intersections in the city on the corner. There was about a dozen of us, and that's where we learned to meditate. So you could learn that you have to take control, take power, take your power back, and move into the place that you want to be mentally, regardless of what's going on around you.
Exactly. And again, a busy mind is never going to get quieted, so you might as well give it a job. And with the nine meditations that you actually delivered with that magnificent voice of yours, anybody can accomplish so many things with all the different subjects that we covered.
I would agree. And we have a fantastic next segment that we would love to bring to you right now. Cindy, I know that you're busy shuffling right now. I can hear some cards moving around. Take a moment, draw an angel card for us, and let's find out what you've got.
Well, it must be King's Month because I have the King of Fire right here from Doreen Virtue's Angel Cards. I love
them. Amazing deck. Doreen Virtue, what an amazing, amazing person.
She really is. One of my friends is writing a book with her.
Oh, sweet.
So the key for this is motivational, idealistic, ambitious, and charismatic. Focus, focus, focus. Communicate with vision and be a leader. Advice from someone creative. Gee, I wonder who that could be.
We've only had a couple guests recently with that very same qualification. Certainly Alicia is one of those people.
We're yes.
So lucky for her.
And I have just a little bit more that I can add to this.
Please,
we just have another couple minutes to share. And it is, you may also receive advice from someone who excels at creative solutions. A natural born leader with great charisma, charm, and flair, often the head of a business or organization that allows him or her to be innovative and accomplish great things. Creative, idealistic, ambitious, influential, motivational, professional, theatrical. What a great card for today.
Yeah, just really brings up Steve Jobs for me. I was thinking about him today. Someone who's a visionary, someone who's an incredible leader, someone who had a great amount of joy to bring into their work every day and could really see far into the future and influence so many people across the globe. Every single day, every time you pick up your iPhone, your iPad, there he is.
He definitely was a life changer and a world changer.
Yes, definitely a world changer.
And I always want to think, what could have been had he been able to spend more time with us?
You know, I want to throw one more quote, which is Patton said, it's foolish to mourn the loss of great men. Instead, we should be thankful that they ever lived. And that's how I feel about Steve Jobs. He brought such an incredible gift, so many incredible gifts to the world. We just have to be thankful that he was ever here at all. We're so, yes. So happy to have him.
Exactly. And look at the lives changed by using all of the fantastic technology.
Yeah, even what we're using today.
Exactly.
So I would love to, again, just say thank you for an amazing show. Next week, we've got Holly Porter. She is the author of a book called Inbox, Outbox, No Box. I can't wait to hear about that. Listen, my inbox is full, my outbox, I don't know where it is, and no box would be great, but I guess we're going to have to wait till next week to find out how to do that.
Well, she's a fabulous gal. Love her. So I can't wait to hear her words of wisdom either.
Yeah, feel very fortunate. I had a chance to meet her just a few weeks ago out here in Las Vegas. She actually came out to an eWomen event, and what an incredible person. Just walked in, filled up the room, and everyone just gravitated towards her.
Well, that's exactly who that woman is. She is very special, and I am really looking forward to learning more about what her latest work is, because she does have several books that she's written. In fact, I know she's got another one in the works.
I know she's a very busy person. She's multiple author. She's had multiple businesses. She is just always on the move, always on the go. Definitely the kind of example that you would want to follow. She just got some really incredible content, and she's always willing to share and deliver the content and deliver her thoughts with such a wonderful heartfelt attitude and spirit.
And you know, the best part about Holly is that she's fun too.
Yeah, she is a lot of fun. She's definitely like a fun redhead, life of the party.
Yes. So what we want to make sure you guys do are find us on Facebook or on our YouTube channel so that you can subscribe and learn about more things that are coming. And you can message us with information you want us to know.
Yeah, please let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know what you'd like to hear, what's important, what were the things that really stuck out to you, the things that really spoke to you. It's really, really important. And if you'd like, if you have a chance, subscribe to Blog Talk, where you can find the Imagine More Success podcast.
Well, and you can also let us know who these angel cards are speaking to, because I know that someone out there is going to take the message and know exactly that it was for them.
I know every time you pull one of those cards, I feel like you're speaking to me. And then I have friends tell me the same thing. They said that felt like that was for me today.
Well, and you know, there's always a message for us in many things, in many places. So keep listening so that you can wait and hear about the card that's pulled just for you.
So again, thank you. Next week, we're so excited to have Holly Porter coming on. Inbox, outbox, no box. One of the best people that you could ever meet, Cindy. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a fantastic day.
Thomas, it's always fun here at Imagine More Success. So
I know, right?
And they call this work.
Yeah,
this is work. Oh my God.
So easy. This is fun. Next week, Holly Porter, inbox, outbox, no box. We're really excited for it, and we're looking forward to talking to you then. See you soon.
Bye for now. Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having, and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you.
Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.